Chapter 1. Origins. Where did Satan come from? If you start reading the Bible on page 1, everything seems to go just about the way you'd expect. You've got God, the creator and designer of an amazing world. You've got the creation itself, which reflects God's genius in its diversity and grandeur. And at the pinnacle of creation, you have mankind, made in God's image, and charged to rule over creation under God's authority. But somewhere around page 3 or 4, depending on the size of your Bible, you read something that seems utterly out of place. It says in Genesis chapter 3, verse 1, "Now the serpent was more crafty than any of the wild animals the Lord God had made. He said to the woman, 'Did God really say, you must not eat from any tree in the garden?'" What? Here, in God's perfect creation, a world that God made out of nothing, a world that he designed and controls, something has gone rogue. One of God's creatures is now trying to undermine his authority and bring down humankind. That raises a huge number of questions. And while the Bible doesn't tell us everything we might want to know about the devil, we can be confident that God has told us everything we need to know. So, let's take a look at what the Bible tells us about this subject. Who is the serpent of Genesis chapter 3? Genesis doesn't explain where the serpent came from or why he was trying to tempt Eve. All we are specifically told is that it was part of God's creation, but it was craftier than all the other animals. But it's clear from the beginning that we're dealing with more than your garden variety snake. First, it's able to talk. I don't know where you live, but in my neck of the woods, we don't have a lot of talking animals. And nowhere in Scripture are we led to believe that animals in general had the ability to speak when God first created the world. The only other instance in Scripture of a talking animal is Balaam's donkey, and there we're told specifically in Numbers chapter 22, verse 28, that the Lord opened the donkey's mouth. This seems to indicate that the serpent of Genesis chapter 3